From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports of continued fighting in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta area of Syria, which was due to be under the first daily humanitarian pause put in place by Russia to allow civilians to escape the fighting. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerp.
So clearly the situation on the ground is not such that, for example, convoys can go in or medical evacuations can come out.
Russia and Syria blamed opposition fighters for shelling that they had said hit an evacuation route as well as areas in Damascus. The rebels denied those claims. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is continuing efforts to broker talks between the U.S. and North Korea to reduce tensions over the North's nuclear program, despite facing reluctance from Washington and Pyongyang and increasing concerns in South Korea. On Monday, North Korea expressed a willingness for talks with the United States, to which U.S. President Donald Trump responded.
So they want to talk. First time. They want to talk. And we'll see what happens. That's my attitude. We'll see what happens. But something has to be done.
South Korea's foreign ministry said Tuesday it is working to address Washington's concerns. A Czech court ordered the release of a Syrian Kurdish politician Tuesday, angering Turkey, which had requested his extradition. Salih Muslim, a former chair of the Democratic Union Party, which Turkey considers a terrorist group, was detained Saturday based on a Turkish request for his arrest. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa told at the Conference on Disarmament at the United Nations in Geneva Tuesday that sanctions on North Korea aim to pressure Pyongyang to give up its nuclear ambition, not to bring down the government.
North Korea must realize that as long as it continues down the path of nuclear development, the sanctions will remain in place, and it will only be met with further sanctions and pressure.
The South Korean foreign minister also said that if North Korea makes the right decision, they would be ready to work towards a brighter and prosperous future. Jerusalem's mayor suspended the plan to impose taxes on properties owned by Christian churches, backing away from a move that had enraged religious leaders and led to the closure of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Jeff Custer has more.
There was no immediate reaction from church leaders, and it was unclear whether the Church of the Holy Sepulchre would reopen. Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, and leaders of other Christian denominations closed the famed church on Sunday in protest. The church is revered as the site where Jesus was crucified and resurrected. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Kim Jong-nam, the slain half-brother of North Korea's leader, told a friend in Malaysia his life was in danger 6 months before he was killed. A lawyer for one of the women charged with killing him said Tuesday.
Kim Jong-nam told me that he felt his life was threatened and that he was scared and he needed a driver. And that was the reason that Tommy gave him that driver.
Two women, Indonesian Siti Aisha and Doan Thi Huang, a Vietnamese woman, have been charged with four North Korean fugitives for killing Kim by smearing his face with VX, a banned chemical poison, at Kuala Lumpur Airport on February 13, 2017. A court in Cambodia has ordered the seizure of the headquarters of the country's former opposition party. The Cambodian National Rescue Party was dissolved last November after a ruling that it was involved in trying to overthrow the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen. In a statement Tuesday, the White House said the United States is curbing military support and other aid programs for Cambodia amid concerns about recent democratic setbacks in the Southeast Asian nation. Beijing held a ceremony marking the start of the tour of the Olympic flag leading up to the city's 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games. The flag arrived in Beijing Monday and was carried on stage at the Badaling section of the Great Wall of China in Yangqing District, which will host the competitions for bobsledding and skiing. China has seen a recent boom in winter sports, with visits to snow-covered resorts rising 15.9% last year to 17.5 million people. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.